Hello and welcome to Giant Ear. My name is Edmund Mooney and tonight I will be your guide through the wonderful, mysterious, and sometimes nauseating world of machines. This segment is entitled Ghosts in the Machines and you'll get to know them as I did while compiling it. First, some sort of business type information. Giant Ear is a 2-hour radio show originally created and curated by Andrea Williams with the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology. Andrea has moved to San Francisco to go to grad school, so I've taken over the reins of the show and will be curating from now on. We wish Andrea the best in this strange and wonderful state of California, and we hope she comes back soon to visit. Over the next 4 months, we will have a guest co-curator in Ricardo Arias, a student in the MFA program at Hunter College in Integrated Media Arts, and we welcome him starting with next month's show. We are webcast the last Sunday of every month on Free 103.9, a non-for-profit media arts group based in Brooklyn and Acre, New York. We play interviews with sound artists in the local public and unedited or unprocessed field recordings from sound artists and designers, but also from anyone who can get their hands on a recording device and listen to the world around them. Please send your field recordings to ened2@hotmail.com if it's under 10 megs, or at dropload.com for files up to 100 megs with the same email address, or physically mail them to Edmund Mooney, 474 Warren Street, number 3, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. Okay, without further ado, let's get on with the show. Our first piece is from fellow NYSAE member Johnny Farrow, and his piece is entitled This Sucks, Deep Cleaning. Johnny had this to say about his piece. This Sucks, Deep Cleaning is a sound composition composed of unprocessed recordings of my vacuum cleaner and my dustbuster. I use two different mics, a contact mic and a stereo mic. The contact mic sounds are mainly very distorted and incredibly loud sounding. I know, because I turned it down. I also happen to have a very loud vacuum cleaner. This, is, of course, is a factor as well. This piece is a subconscious tribute to a band of older commercial musicians that I ventured upstate in New York to see one dark evening 13 years ago. They were, I would say, hippie-ish. One of the guys in the band played a dustbuster, somehow musically. So this is my attempt to take a sound wave, that of a cleaning tool that is relatively undefined, and give it a compositional shape. Thanks, Johnny. Let's listen.
Thank you.
Okay, that was This Sucks, Deep Cleaning by Johnny Farrow. Our next two tracks are also of a domestic nature. The first is entitled Bread Machine by George Weinisch. And he had this to say, I'd hoped to get some more recordings to you for the upcoming show, but work has gotten in the way. Anyway, here's a few minutes of the racket from one of those bread machines that mixes, kneads, and does everything but eat the finished product for you. Perhaps you can fit it in. We sure can, George. That'll be followed by Michael Peters, and the title of his piece is Glass Butter Dish Vibrates Driven by Nearby Freezer. It's one of those pieces where the title of the piece is about as good a description as you can get. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Okay, that was Glass Butter Dish Vibrates, driven by Nearby Freezer by Michael Peters. Love that piece. And now we're going to get into some more aggressive and or work-related machines. The first one is by Katie Gately, and it's called Antique Tractor Engines, and it was recorded with binaurals on Hi-MD. She had this to say about it. I do lots of field recording, and recently I went to the Antique Tractor and Engine Show in Carnation, Washington, and experienced some pretty distinct and captivating engine rhythm sounds. I love the rhythms. I also love the guy talking in the background. That'll be followed by Digger by Lasse Markreich from Germany, and his description is as follows. Digger working with big stones at beach, recorded at 19th of October 2005, 1 p.m., Isle of Amaliani, Greece. And that will be followed by a piece I recorded about 5 years ago when my street was being torn up surreptitiously because my landlord hadn't made the necessary changes to his zoning. So let's listen to those.
Looks nice. It's driven by Stan Purvis. Thanks for coming to the show. Okay, we got another cop. The cops are not the featured tractor, but we sure have him here today. This one is a 1949 Cub, and it's driven by Dave Carroll. And you're looking good. The tractor. That's got a side mirror on it that's pretty rare, so take a look at it while you got a chance. And we got another Palm Mall Cub coming up. This is a 1955, and the owner's name is Dave Carroll. The driver is Walt Carroll. You get that right, Walt? Okay. Hey, thanks for coming to the show. This has got the fillers on it for color, and you don't see that very often. And another cup. This is 1946 by Roger Keller. And I think that this, Roger, you're only 14, is that right? He's driving. He's 14. How old are you? He's 17. This is the older brother of the cub, the farmer behind us. And this has got a belly mower on it. That's pretty rare to see, too. Thanks for driving. Okay. Roger, I got you mixed up with the older brother. Anyway, Roger's 14, and he overhauled, and he restarted this farm all by himself. He lives in Falls City, and I think that's a pretty big order. Are you happy? Okay. Thanks for coming to the show. Okay, 27 is a 1952 Ford 8N, and it's driven by our newest member of the club. He just joined this morning, and he's got a rear mower on this, and you don't see that very often. I asked him, did it take two men and a horse to get it on? He said, no, I put it on myself this morning and loaded up and came here to the show. So thanks for bringing it. Devin. Oh, we got a lot of the Christensen clan here with these old tractors. also belongs to Harold Christensen. Who's driving it? Okay, this is Harold's brother, Chris. Great. Anyway, they live down on 202 outside of Redmond, and lots of tractors in that collection. Thanks for driving it. Okay, Dave Knudsen is the driver of this beautiful John Deere. Dave lives over on the airport at Falls City, and it's a 1944 John Deere B. And I think that's a great looking tractor, Dave. How's the flying today? Is it up in your airplane? Not today, yesterday. Oh, okay. He's into airplanes and tractors, that's something.
Folks came, thanks a bunch, and we enjoyed enjoy showing off our equipment, and I hope you enjoy looking at it.
Okay, our next pieces are involving machines of a transportation nature. The first piece is by Dallas Simpson called Linkage, and Dallas had this to say about it. Linkage is a part conceptual, part phonographic, edited sound documentary with the wider context of a larger work documenting the North Yorkshire Moors Railway, taking a whole day to travel in both directions on the 18 miles of period-restored heritage steam railway. A set of real-time binaural recordings was made from the perspective of a paying passenger both on and off the train. In Linkage, the recording was made to a very restricted brief, in that focus would be made upon the mechanical and social sounds, at the positions of the carriage joins, from the perspective of a passenger inside the train. But see split perspectives below, mechanically the linkages between carriages have a distinctive sound externally due to each set of four-wheel bogies on old-style joined tracks, and internally each carriage interface has its own subtly different sonic signature. Recording as a continual moving travelogue, occasionally using split binaural perspective to place inside-outside sound environments in a left-right-oriented sound field. Edited to remove carriage transitions, that is, removing the walk down the carriage lengths between each carriage join. Okay, and after that we will hear from Zoe Asta, a piece called Bridges. She had this to say about it. I've just finished a 7.5-minute composition of sounds of 5 Chicago River bridges that are scheduled for demolition. In other words, old noisy bridges and the cars, bikes, and pedestrians that make the old bolts and loose metal pieces sing out. This piece is premiering as part of a sound/video installation at an upcoming Chicago Art Fest. Sound artist Zoe Asta presents an oral composition of 5 bridges spanning the Chicago River. This piece documents the almost 100-year-old bridges and their sonic interactions with the people, cars, and bikes that traverse them. All the bridges are slated for demolition. Recorded over several months in the spring and summer of 2006, this is a collage with very little processing involved. Besides a reversing of one short sample and a high-pass filter applied to the final mix. Runtime 7 minutes 30 seconds, equipment list, Core Sound binaural microphones attached either to the bows of my glasses or the lapels of my jacket, Sony Hi-MD MZ-RH910 recorder, AT897 shotgun microphone with Rycote basket and Windjammer sound devices, 702CF recorder assembled in Steinberg's Wave Lab. Okay, thanks for that detailed list of information, Zoe, and now let's listen to both of those pieces. Okay, that was Bridges by Zoe Asta. Now I'm going to close out the show with a number of recordings involving factories. Factories are the places where machines live and where people interact with them, and you can find some amazing sounds there. Our first recording is by Simon James, entitled Watermill, and he had this to say. Attached is a binaural recording of a 17th century watermill located in Singleton, Sussex, UK. Simon also wanted me to put in a little plug for his website, www.simonsound.co.uk. You can visit him there and find out what he's up to. Following that, we'll hear Clausen by Michael Farley, and that comes to you by care of thebeigechannel.com, which is Michael Farley's website. So you can visit him there at thebeigechannel.com. It's a recording of the machines and people in the Clausen factory in Beijing, where they make in intricate porcelain bowls. Those will be followed by two recordings made by myself in factories in North Bennington, Vermont. The first is the BCIC building, involving a lot of small manufacturing, and the next is the National Hanger Factory, which is still the largest producer of plastic coat hangers in the United States, so Joan Crawford can rest easy. But first I wanted to play a quintessential e-music history piece by Pierre Schaeffer, entitled Étude au chemin de fer, Étude of the Railroad, I believe, which was made by causing wire recording cylinders to loop back on themselves. You think we have problems field recording today? He was carving lines in a metal cylinder in order to loop a recording. But the piece is remarkable in that it sounds so modern. So let's listen.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings our show to a close. I just wanted to, in the last remaining minutes here, put in some plugs for the NYSAE, the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology. You can visit our website at www.nyacousticecology.org. You can also visit our New York Sound Map site at nysoundmap.org. We have a number of events coming up. First off, September 16th, we're taking part in Conflux, which is a citywide psychogeography festival sort of headquartered in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And we will be at the Lucky Cat Cafe, 245 Grand Street, from 4 o'clock. And we will be giving a lecture dem there. And then we will be taking part in Audiobus B61, which is a piece created and curated by artist Andrea Callard, which involves looking at the bus in an entirely new way. Other dates, October 6th, the opening of the Ear to the Earth Festival. We will be co-hosting the opening event at Three-Legged Dog downtown, starting at 6 p.m., 6 to 10, and we'll be co-hosting with EMF, Electronic Music Foundation, who is curating and creating the Ear to the Earth Festival, which will be taking place in a number of different venues for about a month in the city involving acoustic ecology. And you should check out anything that's on their roster. Some amazing people are coming down to give performances and give lectures. And that is again at Three-Legged Dog, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We will be giving a live show involving live remixes of past Giant Ear shows by a bunch of great laptop artists. So you should come and check us out. And also, November 15th through 19th is Dutch Days Festival in and around St. Mark's Church. There are several NYSAE members who will be involved in sound walks and curated listening stations throughout that festival, so please check it out. It's been my pleasure to bring the show to you this month, and looking forward to you checking back in next month. We'll have a great new show. Thanks a lot. Bye.